Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to the podcast. This week, we're talking about the weather and how NVIDIA's new weather AI models probably saw this huge storm that is impacting the entire United States weeks ago. So we're going to dive into that. I personally have really loved watching YouTube weather people in the past couple years because I find they're actually more accurate than a lot of the local weather. But anyways, we're going to get into NVIDIA and their AI weather models, which apparently are super good at predicting the weather. So before you do that, Jaden, why don't you talk about our AI Hustle school community?
Yes. And also on the NVIDIA thing, I want to say I have a good idea for making money from this AI weather prediction models, but we'll get into all of that. If you want to grow and scale your business using AI tools, every single week, Jamie and I release a video on our AI Hustle School community where it's like a tutorial of us working on our actual projects. We show you how much it's costing, how much it's making, all of the different strategies. I mean, this is like basically the inside scoop we don't give to anyone. And in the last few weeks, we have been recording a series. We just recorded a video today on building an entire app, an entire software using Lovable or Base44 or any of these other vibe coding platforms. There's Replit. There's a lot of cool ones. Specifically, I am building a website called podcaststudio.com. So if you want to follow along and see what it looks like, you can go over to that website. I essentially have cloned Spotify for Creators. It's a podcast distribution platform. And then I built in a whole bunch of cool AI tools. And so in our videos, I break down how I do that, how I make, you know, to this week, we did a whole video on design, which is basically a lot of these Lovable websites. They have a very similar design and people can kind of tell it looks like it was built by Lovable. Sometimes they're kind of ugly or clunky with the UI. So I break down how I make my website look really pretty and beautiful. The strategies on how to like make the design look good. But other weeks we're going to have, you know, tactile, how to implement AI models, how to do all sorts of cool things. So Jamie's went over how he built AI widgets and tools that he's embedded into his real estate company. There's a lot of cool stuff on there. If you want to go check it out, it's $19 a month to join the AI Hustle school community. There's over 300 members. We'd love to have you in here. And we are sharing great stuff all the time. So if you join now, it's currently $19 a month. In the future, we'll raise the price, but it is discounted for the beginning of the year. It is a January discount. So go join the community. We'd love to have you there. There's a link in the description to the AI Hustle school community. All right, let's talk about NVIDIA and the weather. The first thing I want to do, like, we're going to get into this whole story, but you know I always have to like preface this with how I think you can make money from this. And that is that basically any slight edge, any advantage you can get on news and intel, you can capitalize on. So something I was recently thinking about is I'm in this big, like, you know, the big snowstorm that hit like a lot of parts on the East Coast. Right now I'm in North Carolina. And so North Carolina doesn't usually get a lot of snow, but we had like, and it's actually crazy. North Carolina about 2 weeks ago in December or 3 weeks ago in December, it was so warm. I went on a walk outside in like a t-shirt. And I was just like, well, this is the craziest December I've ever had. And now we are like sub-freezing temperatures because we had this huge cold snap that blew in. And my kids are loving it because they've been like the road outside our house has just turned into a giant toboggan run with like hundreds of kids sledding down it. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, assuming it all melts eventually and doesn't stay forever. But there are some unfun things about it, which I'll get into. But I think there's ways you can make money on that. And that is that the other day I was going into the grocery store right before like the big storm was supposed to come in. It was like the day before. And I noticed that they had like a huge stand out front full of sleds, like plastic sleds. And of course, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have a sled. This is great. We just moved here from Arizona where there is no snow. So I grabbed a sled, brought it home. And it all of a sudden occurred to me that had somebody known, well, obviously someone had to kind of pre-order this. They probably knew a little bit of the seasonal, but like how much snow did they know about as to be determined? But had I known weeks ago using this NVIDIA AI model that there was going to be a massive snowstorm coming in hitting everybody, that would have been the perfect timing to probably launch some sort of cold weather related e-commerce business and really capitalize and maybe have the inventory set up and the ad set up and the account set up and the webpage, like everything set up in time so that right before, you know, when the news is all breaking about this giant cold snap, you could probably go hit a lot of different people with targeted Facebook ads and other things saying, get ready for the cold snap. Here's like some sleds you should get. Here's some hand warmers you should get. Make sure that you have, you know, backup generators. I know backup generators made an insane amount of money. So I'm actually going to break down the backup generator industry for a second. But anyways, these are some things that just came to my mind as far as capitalizing on if you could get this kind of weather data ahead of time.
Absolutely. So this is how you're going to be able to do that. So the new NVIDIA model, they just announced it. It is called Earth 2 Medium Range. So they just announced this at the National Weather Service, some kind of conference. But anyways, it is apparently better than Google DeepMind's AI weather model, GenCast, and there's about 70 different variables that it beats it on. So apparently this is a really intense AI model specifically geared toward weather. So they just announced it Monday at the American Meteorological Society meeting in Houston. So traditionally, most weather model forecasts rely on physics and observations in the real world, and then they base the weather predictions off that. But these AI models take into account a lot of other variables that you may not think of. So for example, I'm in Michigan right now, and we have something called lake effect snow because the lake is basically like an ocean. It stays warm, and when the cold air from Wisconsin blows, it kind of sucks up the moisture and then dumps it on us. So with all this cold weather, we haven't stopped. It really hasn't stopped snowing, which is totally crazy. The weather forecast as far as snow totals were way off because of the variable there of the lake effect snow. So I'm guessing these AI models take a lot more into account than just some of the physics and things and are able to give you more accurate forecasts. But
yeah, and one thing I will say about this in particular, according to an article on this, they say that traditionally most weather forecasts rely on simulations of physics. So they're kind of looking at physics in the real world and then they're simulating that. AI models are something they've recently added to a lot of these weather forecasting things. So this Earth 2 medium range model, it's based on this new tech architecture called Atlas, which they said is going to, it is essentially just doing this in a new way. So alongside this, they now have something called Nowcasting model, and it's a global data assimilation model. So like, if you think about it, when you're taking these AI models, they have all of this historical data. When temperatures over here do this, temperatures over here do this. When the wind blows like this, it does this. And because they can get historical data from every single city and location around the world for many years, I mean, airports always have really intense meteorological data that they collect. A lot of different places do. And so with all of this data, they can build predictive models where it's not just like trying to simulate the physics of it's this temperature, this is what's going to happen next. They're much more predictive, and so they're essentially tackling this in a new way. This is something that they said, they Prechard talking about this said, because this model is trained directly on globally available geostationary satellite observations rather than region specific physics models outputs, Nowcasting's approach can be adapted anywhere on the planet with good satellite coverage. So another interesting thing about this is, you know, I mentioned all of the geological meteorological data that you collect at like an airport. But the problem is, you know, I live in North Carolina. The Raleigh airport's a little ways away from me. There's a lot of cities further out that don't have, you know, maybe great forecasting data. But because they're able to grab all of this with satellites, they essentially can hit every single city to much higher precision the way that they're doing this. So overall, very exciting, very interesting. And this is going to be huge. Okay, capitalizing on it. And maybe Jamie, any other thoughts on the new tech on that?
No, I think it's great. I think you make a great point. I mean, all our local news stations rely on the National Weather Service, basically, for all their forecasting. But the National Weather Service is located at our airport in Grand Rapids. So like you said, people, the further away you get from that, you know, maybe their forecasts aren't going to be as accurate. They basically give you a percentage calculation, but having the full picture data, I think, is going to give you a lot more accurate prediction. But yeah, I want to hear how are you planning to make money off this, Jaden? What are your thoughts?
Okay, well, I mean, I kind of broke down, I think, the strategy, which is essentially if you could get access to the data ahead of time, and I think there'll be different subscriptions and platforms. I think even the weather company is good, which is like the Weather Channel and stuff, is looking at it. Apparently, they've been piloting this in Israel and Taiwan, but you know, I think we'll see this roll out more broadly. But if you could get access to early data on this stuff, I think it just helps you plan. And even if the Weather Channel has it, so eventually everyone has it, now you're still able to plan way ahead reliably, because right now you get like on the weather app, you know, maybe like 7 to 10 day weather forecast. If you get this thing to be 2 or 3 weeks, that's way more lead time for setting up a business or any sort of, I guess, way to monetize it. One of the biggest ones for like weather and for cold weather, I think, is generators. I know a ton of people in my neighborhood and that I've talked to that are like, yeah, I just went out and bought like a diesel generator or a gas powered generator for the first time. These things are not cheap. And I don't know, Jamie, do you have a generator?
I do not. Nope. We kind of have, similar to what you had said, we have a gas fireplace. So if our power goes out, we at least have heat. But yeah, we don't have a generator.
Okay. If you go on Amazon and look at generators, I mean, you can buy them for like $450, $400. There's also, I mean, like generators that are thousands of dollars, but you get, you know, cheap ones for like $300. But yeah, $1,100 for a good generator. Nothing, like, that's not very surprising. So these things can be very expensive. Of course, if there's like an emergency, it's a great emergency tool. I know, like growing up in Canada, we always had a generator, and we had a pretty beefy one because the power would sometimes go out for like 3 or 4 days when there was a ton of snow and like a bunch of lines would come down. So yeah, we'd had a pretty beefy generator, and sometimes we ran that thing. And I actually remember a huge snowstorm was coming. My dad went out to Home Depot and bought it, and it was like massive. In my brain as a kid, it was like $3,000, $3,500 or something like that. I don't know if it actually was that, but that's what my 12-year-old self's brain is remembering the price on this generator. Maybe it was really just the version of the generator was the Turbo 350 or something. I don't know, 350. But anyways, these things could cost a lot of money. And I actually know somebody that their strategy we've talked about in the past on our podcast, which is becoming an Amazon influencer, where essentially you go to products and you make reviews of products, and those videos get added to the Amazon product. And then if someone watches them before buying the product, you get like a 2% commission or a 5%, or there's like different commission rates. I know somebody that they almost exclusively go and review generators. That's the only thing they review, because these things are $500 to $1,000. I mean, if you're going to sell generators, I also think that's an incredible business. But if nothing else, if you're an Amazon influencer, if you've done that side hustle, going and reviewing generators can make an insane amount of money. How do you go and review generators when, I mean, they cost so much money? I don't know what's against the terms of service for Amazon influencers, so I'm not endorsing this, but I will explain what someone I know has done successfully and makes like $3,000 a month doing. They will go and find videos on the generator's website, like stock footage on their like YouTube channel or whatever, and they will have like themselves voiceovering all of the features of the generator while there's like, especially if they can find someone that's like showing like a live view of it. So that's a very interesting strategy, and they're making thousands of dollars. Now, I think this is probably very black hat, but like theoretically on the same strategy, I have not tried this. I don't know anyone that's done this, but my mind can't help but go there. There is a lot of Google's VO3 model is very good with base info. So if you uploaded a picture of yourself and you uploaded a picture of one of these generators, you could get it to make a video of you doing a review of the generator 100%, or other expensive items. Is that ethical? Is that legal? Is that black hat? Probably not a good idea. I'm just saying that is a possibility. There's a lot of possibilities here. Of course, probably the best thing is if you actually own one of these generators, or you have friends with the generators, you go do a real review, or you go to Home Depot where maybe they have like a whole bunch of generators sitting outside and you make a video where it doesn't look like it's in the store. There's a lot of thoughts and ideas on this. All I'm saying is there is a lot of money reviewing generators and other expensive equipment like this.
Oh yeah. I mean, if you're getting 4% on a $2,000 generator, what is that? Like 80 bucks per sale? I mean, yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty good if they see your video. So it's been a while since I've even thought about the Amazon Influencer Program, but since you mentioned it, that is a great idea. And if you're listening to the podcast, you should consider it. So, by the way, we do have some tutorials on that in our school community. So if you are interested, again, you got to check out our school community. It's a great place to be. We'd love to have you be a part of it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.